I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1909. That was the day that a young garment worker by the name of Clara Lemlich made a speech that would have a resounding impact on the labor movement in New York City. Lemlich was at a union meeting where she sat listening to men discuss whether garment workers should call a general strike. Finally, she asked to speak. She said, "I have listened to all of the speakers, and I have no further patience for talk. I am a working girl, one of those striking against intolerable conditions. I am tired of listening to speakers who talk in generalities. What we are here for is to decide whether or not to strike. I make a motion that we go out in a general strike." The female shirtwaist makers were trapped in unskilled, poorly paying jobs. This workforce was more than 70% women, mainly Italian and Jewish immigrants. These bottom-tier workers worked for $3 to $4 per week. Semi-skilled operators earned between $7 and $12 per week. At the top of the hierarchy stood the highly skilled cutters and pattern makers, who in some cases could earn more than $20 a week. The day after Clara's inspiring speech, 15,000 shirtwaist workers walked out of their workplaces. Workers at 339 of the 352 shirtwaist manufacturing companies in New York City went out on strike. It grew and became known as the Uprising of the 20,000. It was the largest strike by women up until that moment in American history. Strikers faced opposition from manufacturers, the police, and the courts. The strike was not settled until February of the following year. Factory owners agreed to meet the workers' demands, including higher pay and shorter hours. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at laborhistoryin2.